Chapter 16. Pride. Everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, while he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Luke chapter 18, verse 14. The parable which illustrates the odiousness of pride and its consequences is the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee, that scrupulous observer of the law, returns you thanks, Lord, because he is just, honest, mortified, magnanimous. He is telling the truth, and yet you turned your face from him. The publican, who is lacking all that, is favorably received by you, even though there are many reasons to make him displeasing to you. He is a sinner. That is a reality which he himself admits, and he is not exaggerating when he says it. But he has a humble and contrite heart. He is not excusing himself. He is accusing himself. He stands at the back of the temple, scarcely daring to raise his eyes, thinking himself unworthy to be among your faithful ones. He is a humble person. The Pharisee, in the front of the edifice, is admiring himself and comparing himself with others. I am not like the rest of men. He is a proud person. His prayer has no other object than self, so it falls back on self without reaching heaven. Guilty of the great sin of pride, he remains enclosed in his sin. On the contrary, the prayer of the publican, based only on confidence in God's mercy, calls forth pardon. He goes back to his home justified, but not so the other. Theology defines pride as an immoderate appetite for one's own excellence, a tendency to believe or to make others believe that one is superior to them. In its extreme form, pride is the gravest of all sins. It is the non servium of Lucifer and of the earth's rebels. St. Augustine defines it as a perverse imitation of the divine nature. It constitutes what is most exorbitant in sin. It is sin properly so called, in such sort that all sins are linked to it. It constitutes the capital sin of the capital sins themselves. Thank God it is rare. In its lesser form, nothing is more general and more frequent. Its extent in all humanity is immeasurable, and it has innumerable degrees. It is always the work of the devil, with the complicity of each one's own nature. Quote, "The devil's part in us is exactly pride's part. It is through pride that he holds us, and only through humility can we free ourselves from him." From Dehan in Prayer. Pride feeds on false ideas. Quote, "Its base is always false judgment. One lives too close to self, and that falsifies one's perspective." From De La Gianque. The complacency of pride, properly so called, enters into the most eminent gifts of human nature, or into its highest aspirations, intellect, character, preeminence, knowledge, glory. It guides them into error, corrupts their nature, and decreases their value. It is madness. He who is insane does not know it and does not see it. So it is also for those who are proud. The proud person directs everything toward himself. If he believes in his own worth, despising others, he places himself on a pedestal of inner self-admiration. If, deep in his heart, he does not believe in it, he does his utmost to find lies or evasions to make others believe in it. It is not without reason that the devil has been called the father of lies. O my God, the light to see myself clearly is lacking to me. Like St. Paul, miraculously thrown down and converted by your grace, I will say to you, Lord, what will you have me do? All spiritual life wastes away if the idol is not broken. Disentangled from my pride, I shall then see clearly. When Christ finds a soul completely free of self, he pours into it torrents of his grace. Quote, in all virtue, it is humility first of all which is recognized by God. In all vice, it is pride. Saint Teresa.